Report, Indian Christians Persecuted in All Areas of Life. By Gabrielle Reyes on January 15, 2021. Christians in India face persecution in all areas of public and private life, according to a study by the Christian aid group Open Doors. In majority Hindu India, Christians are persecuted in all areas of public and private life, and anti-conversion laws, currently in 9 states, with more considering adoption, are abused to harass and intimidate Christians, according to the organization. Although few people are actually convicted under the anti-conversion laws, related cases can drag on for years. According to the US-based Open Doors, Hindu extremists in India believe that all Indians should be Hindus, and that the country should be rid of Christianity and Islam. They use extensive violence to achieve this goal, particularly targeting Christians from a Hindu background. Indian Christians are often accused of adopting a foreign faith and may be blamed for perceived bad luck within their majority Hindu communities. The tension has led to Christians suffering physical attacks and being killed by fellow community members in extreme instances. Hindu converts to Christianity are under constant pressure from their family and community to return to Hinduism, according to the study. If they do not convert, they may be boycotted by their community, with a devastating effect on their ability to earn income. The ongoing Chinese coronavirus pandemic has exacerbated the economic and social blacklisting of Christians in India. Christians are often deliberately overlooked when official COVID-19, Chinese coronavirus, food and aid are distributed, Open Doors revealed. Many Christian converts in India belong to the low-ranking Dalit caste. The marginalization of Dalits within India's caste system precedes the recent upsurge in Christian oppression, meaning they already struggled to find work and provide their families with basic needs. Open Doors' latest study of Christian persecution in India echoes a 2017 report on religious freedom in India by the U.S. Commission on Interreligious Freedom, ASHRAF. Conditions for religious minorities in India have deteriorated over the last decade due to a multifaceted campaign by Hindu nationalist groups like Rashtriya Swayamsevak Sangh, RSS, Sangh Pariver, and Vishva Hindu Parishad, VHP, to alienate non-Hindus or lower caste Hindus, ASHRAF wrote. The victims of this campaign include Muslims, Christians, Sikhs, Buddhists, and Jains, as well as Dalit Hindus, who belong to the lowest rung in the Hindu caste system. These groups face challenges ranging from acts of violence or intimidation to the loss of political power, according to the report. An Indian parliament member belonging to India's ruling Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, presided over a religious ceremony in southwestern India's Karnataka state on November 29 in which 23 Christians converted to Hinduism. The established ceremonies, in which Christians or Muslims convert to Hinduism, are referred to as Gurwapsi or homecomings in Hindi by Indian Hindu nationalists. These ceremonies are based on the view that all individuals born in India are Hindus by default, even if their communities have practiced other faiths for several generations, according to the ASHRAF. Anand Kumar Hegde, a local BJP leader in Karnataka, presided over the November 29 Gurwapsi in the town of Haliel Taluk. Roughly 80.5% of India's population of 1.4 billion people adhere to the Hindu faith. Christians, by contrast, make up just 2.3% of India's population.